advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
We need our SKLU-Kateco glasses. What's happening?
I have like 48 of those. If we need one now. Between shows, we get them instead.
Need like a little rack right here for me. So I have clean glasses. It's like underwear. You only wear them once. You throw them away.
No.
Yeah, it's glasses. Same thing.
Yeah.
My house, I never have the same glass.
I wear mine until they stand up by themselves, man. That's when you throw them away.
That's fine for you.
If you take them off and they're still standing, it's time to chuck them, man.
Need a lot of glasses.
So this is kind of cool. Somebody gave us whiskey that doesn't listen to the podcast. They just heard that we have a podcast where people give us whiskey. So I don't know if he thinks it's about whiskey or something, but
Right. Thank
you for the whiskey. That's kind of a cool thing. Like we should, Dave said.
Who is it?
It's Chris Heasley.
Okay.
And he gave us Jameson Caskmates. Finished in craft beer barrels. So this is kind of like the one we had up there that was the Belching Beaver peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they finish it in barrels that were making beer prior to that. So
wonder if it'll be good. I don't know yet. I haven't
regular
tried
Jamesons
it.
I'm down with.
I didn't take a drink already. No, it's really smooth.
Damn.
Jameson's good.
It's not spicy.
Really good. It's like caramely and sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That's really good. And it's a twisty cap.
That is legit.
It is legit twisty cap, and it's good. It is actually a good
whiskey. Is it rude for me
to
look it up?
It's probably $25.
Like, I think so. That's
probably $20. Yeah,
that's probably cheap. More than that. Regular
Jameson. Like $16.99 at
regular
Albertsons
Jameson's
if you have a membership
usually
card.
Like regular is like closer to $30, regular Jameson.
It's probably $12.99 on discount at Vons.
If you use your points.
If you use your point members card, your phone number. My phone number at Vons has been somebody else's number for I don't know how long.
Thank you, Robert Gomez.
Like, and I'm like, yeah, that's not me.
Yeah, at Rite Aid, they always ask for my rewards card, and I enter some phone number that I haven't had in years.
Yeah.
I don't know whose phone number it is now. But I don't want to carry the card. I don't want to have that stupid thing on my keychain.
Yeah, I've had the house number that I've had for like 10 years. Or no, it's been like, I haven't had a phone in the house. I don't know when. And I used my old house number.
It was always somebody
else's number. Like they had it before me. Like they used it at Vons, and like that's what it's always been.
Did you do you ever go to Rite Aid?
Yeah.
That point system there, other than the fact they're tracking everything I'm buying and probably targeting me for something, and it's creepy. The points thing is kind of crazy, dude. Sometimes I go to the register with like $30 worth of shit, and they're all, that'll be $8.76. And I'm like, what just fucking happened?
Yeah.
My only complaint about them is their fucking Santa Claus receipt.
And they're expensive.
They give you like, not when the points thing kicks
in. Well, not when the points.
Yeah, it depends on what you're buying. But dude, or like I bought crazy stuff like the summer closeout. I walked in there one time and bought like a $40 Igloo ice chest for like $7. Mm-hmm. And then I bought patio chairs, like crappy plastic ones for $2.50 a piece.
Can't go wrong.
Crazy shit. Yeah.
Even if the last one summer.
Actually, the air conditioner that's hiding behind Einstein over there that we use, the half-ass shitty little air conditioner that's not big enough for this room. I got that at Rite Aid on summer closeout for like $42.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
That's the key. They like put everything in there like way overpriced for them. Because if somebody shows up at Rite Aid and needs some shit, they need some shit. Like otherwise you would have gone someplace else and bought it so they can mark everything up. And then once no one needs it, you just dump it in the ghetto aisle and sell it with it.
But their receipts are like an SNL skit. It's unbelievable. The excessive amount of paper that comes out.
Well, that's why Kmart ran out of business.
Just the receipts.
Yeah, the receipts alone. You literally, it's ridiculous.
That's good.
It's like fucking Santa Claus's fucking naughty list.
Like it's, fucking Santa Claus, you said?
It's like fucking Santa Claus.
That's probably magical.
And his naughty list. Like, have you ever fucked the naughty list?
You're both on the naughty list right now.
Ever?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not going to say what you just said because I don't want to be on the naughty list.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get a lump of corn in your mashed potatoes. Yeah.
Santa hasn't brung me shit since I was like fucking 3 years old. Some bullshit.
You got all kinds of toys now.
No. My grandma once gave me a lump of coal.
She really did? Damn, fuck, that was just good.
It is good. Yeah, she gave me a fucking lump of coal one time. Fucking open a box and there was fucking coal in it.
Well, here's the question.
Not even a bag.
Was it a genuine lump of coal or was it like a fucking
brick? It was literally like Safeway Select brand too. It wasn't even Kingsford.
If she had a lump of coal, that would have been impressive because where does one get a lump of coal? You know what I mean? Where do you actually get a lump? Coal?
Was it just a briquette?
Yeah.
Okay. She wasn't like a geologist and she had a sample.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't even the classical lump of coal.
Yeah, if it was
like
a lump of coal, that'd be kind of cool, but just a a briquette. It wasn't even matchlight.
Dude, it was 1 year. I used to skate when I was in high school, and so I fucking bought, I broke my deck. Like, I was always fat, even in high school. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I fucking did, like, a kickflip off some stairs, landed on it, broke the deck. And I was like, shit, I need a new deck because that's all I do. I skated. Like, that's it.
Right.
Every day, all day, after school, before school, whatever, to school. And so I spent, like, I don't even know how I got the deck, but I spent my money. Like, all I had was like $40. It was like $40.
Right.
Bought a new deck. The one I wanted that I had told my grandma I wanted, well, she already got it for me. She took that shit back and I got a lump of coal instead.
Damn.
And it was like a week before Christmas.
That's a weird way to handle that.
Yeah, she fucked. My grandma was ruthless, dude. My grandma, tough love was the definition my grandma used.
I don't know if the story is true, and I've probably told it on the show before, but a million episodes later, it's like fresh for everybody. But my dad said he was so poor that 1 year he got an orange for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't get like fruit and shit. And then he didn't want to eat it because like that's all I got for Christmas. And then that shit rotted.
That's because
he kept it too long.
That's a rotten Christmas.
That's shitty.
On the flip side,
I got a stolen bike for my birthday once. And then I got literally the serial numbers were ground off. And then
nice.
And then
we made a fake dyno. We made a fake dyno for my brother's birthday one time.
And the guy whose bike it was chased me down the street fucking for his bike back.
Wow.
And my dad used to steal shit from, he worked at Foot Locker and Action and Foot Action. So like I got like shit that he stole Foot Locker and Foot Action. So I got like, I had all the hottest gear.
You had that Foot Action.
I had the Shaquille O'Neal Reebok pumps. Yeah. That's all I got was stuff from Foot Action. Like that was it.
Like, that's like generic Foot Locker.
Dude, I got sweet stuff though. I got like a nice, like fucking authentic, like White Sox jacket that was probably $400. And then but we lived like in a shanty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was horrible.
But
like,
you just got the gear.
I had the badass shit. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's why Brad hates bums. He looks at him like, how do you have, that's your whole thing. You're mad at bums for having nice clothes.
Dude, I'm telling you.
But you were the guy.
I wasn't a bum though. It wasn't my fault.
But you live in the shanty. And
it wasn't my fault though.
Pumps. Yeah,
I did. I had Shaquille O'Neal fucking the CO2 pumps. You know, they had the fucking cartridge that you fucking would hook into the side of the shoe. They were like $300. I had fucking everything. Mm. Like I had good shoes and good jackets. And my jeans were like fucking like the cheapest fucking Walmart jeans, like the Rustlers.
Yeah, but the jeans don't matter.
Yeah, the jeans don't matter. But it did in school.
You got the kicks and
a jacket. Dude, in school it mattered though.
No. Oh, it did.
Because I had a fake pair. I had a fake pair of like from Payless, the fake.
I had the XJ900s.
Dude, I had the fake.
Those are fake BK, like the British Knights. Yeah.
I had fake Nike, like, I don't even know what they were. They were just like Nike casual shoes. And I had told everybody that I unstitched the Nike stuff off of them. But on the bottom it said East Side. You know what I mean? Like that's how bad. And I got made fun of and I ended up beating the guy's face in like in seventh grade. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Seventh grade was rough.
Yeah. Seventh grade was rough, dude.
Bad shoes too. No, I was going to tell a story. My dad, when he was little, his dad was like an alcoholic and really abusive. And he would just like beat the fuck out of him for like nothing. And,
no, he did something.
They kept finding,
looked at him cross eyed. I mean,
they kept finding shit in the toilet with no toilet paper and it wasn't flushed. And it was like little tiny turds. And so like he was the little one. He was like five or something. And so they kept whipping his ass saying like, wipe your ass and fucking flush the toilet, you know? And it kept happening, kept happening. And his dad walked in the bathroom and the cat was all fucking like hovering over the fucking toilet, dropping one in the toilet. They didn't train it or anything.
That's awesome.
It was just some weird behavior thing. Like it must have just.
Yeah, beat. The cat was setting him up.
So
that's fucked up. Yeah. Man, I would hate cats the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So his dad bought him like, it was because like he got an orange for Christmas, but then his dad bought him like a gun set, like the fucking cap guns, like the badass Roy Rogers ones. With the belt and everything, and for beating his ass for the cat shitting in the toilet and not flushing.
That's pretty awesome.
Teach that cat to flush, man.
That's legit. That's totally legit.
That's pretty
legit.
Badass.
Dude, when I worked at PetSmart, we had a thing that was supposed to teach your cat how to shit on the toilet. It was a thing that fit over your toilet, and you put cat litter in the middle, and then you would break out a center hole, and then it had concentric holes that got bigger and bigger. So like as your cat learned how to poop in there, you would just keep breaking the holes out. So it was a smaller thing of litter and a bigger hole in the center. Well, finally you broke the whole thing out, and they were just stepping on the thing and shit, and you take it away, and the cat's supposed to shit in the toilet. I never saw anyone get any results off of that, but... I did try to sell it to people though, because I wanted to know.
My guess is you're just going to end up breaking all those things away, and then you're going to like come back home from work one day and find a drowned cat in your toilet.
Nah, cats are crazy. They turn into cartoons if they fall in the toilet.
That's true.
Never been on YouTube? Yeah, they fucking climb the wall.
I got to eat some of this brownie because I'm feeling that whiskey.
You doubled down on it, fool.
Brad goes from not drinking to like, oh, tonight I'm just going to do this. Like right before we start recording, he put like half a glass down.
I'm okay. I'm an adult.
Reopened it. You are an adult.
I have a class A license, so I can't drink and drive at all.
You passed?
Yeah.
Humble brag.
Yep. Oh, that was rough though, dude. Yeah. Coming back from Chicago and then like the next day getting up at 4:30 and fucking going to the DMV right after like morning meeting at work.
Because you must have gone to bed at like 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah, it was rough, dude. I even told the guy, I was like, oh, I made a bad decision today. I made a bad decision. Like, I should have scheduled this out like a day or two, like give myself some rest time.
Did they give you a score? Like, how close were you?
No, I was good. Yeah. I don't know. I missed some stuff. He's like, oh, yeah, just make sure you're looking. Even going through green lights, you're good. You know, he's like, yeah, you're good. It was easy.
Big ass truck, though.
The lady that failed me, I failed the first test, the driving test, which is like the easiest part. You don't fail. Everybody, right. Nobody fails it. And I failed it. The lady who was my DMV, the DMV person, she fucking failed me. I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
She didn't know the law.
Oh, she fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And so I asked him to clarify the law and he's like, yeah, da 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 da. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, she fucked up.
Damn.
So then they passed you?
Yeah, after I paid another $33 and had to retake the test. Yeah, retake the driving part and air brake and all that shit. Easy. It's easy. It's just fucking, she was a fucking douchebag.
I failed my first driving test when I was 16. Everyone told me, go to Delano, like go to this other fucking town because it's really easy. There's no traffic. Bad idea. Don't fucking do that.
I don't know.
A seven-way stop over a hill that was an unprotected left turn with railroad tracks. It was like the fucking perfect storm. I was like, I have no idea what's happening right now. I have no idea what to do.
They do it on purpose because I was pulling a fucking trailer and they fucking... There's like railroad tracks and 3Y fucking like streets coming in, like no street.
It was like Paperboy. There was like a unicycle and a juggler and a fucking, like a swarm of bees came across. No. I was just like, I failed. Yeah. She was like, you just failed. And I was like, I don't know what I did, but go ahead and inform me and I'll be back next week or I won't. Yeah. I went to a different place in the past. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, just take it by your house, wherever you're used to driving.
Yeah, wherever you're used to driving, exactly. They're going to drive you around. Yeah.
So who's our hot sacker?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's my phone call.
Chris fucking
Stroud, right?
Stroud.
Yeah, Chris Stroud. I'm not cool enough to know what this shit was about, but Brad was laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
Who's it supposed to be?
It's Drake.
It's a picture of Drake, but it's my head saying no to every other hot sauce. I won't name them, but there's a whole line of spicy ketchup.
Exactly. That's why it's perfect. It was funny. Right.
And then there's me smiling, wearing some pimp jacket next to all the flavors of El Yucateco. So Chris Stroud, even if you live in Ireland, I'm sending you a hot sack. And to those who haven't received your hot sack, I'm sorry. I know I'm behind. Your name is on a list. I will be sending you a hot sack.
Patron shout outs. We know we're behind.
Yeah,
we're
we're behind. It was just hoodies and Chicago and craziness. So I'm sorry. I'm behind and I'm aware. But I have everybody's names on a list for any of that stuff.
Some guy named Aaron messaged me.
Aaron?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who that is.
What do you mean?
I don't know who it is.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He was bitching about some shit.
Oh, you know him?
No,
I've never seen him.
I got
before.
The same. I got a message too. Yeah. Oh,
I've never even heard of that guy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you get a message?
No. I think he might be mentally handicapped, actually.
He might.
Yeah.
He looked like that. He had like one crossed eye.
Yeah.
Like it was just like.
Nice hat, though. He did have a nice white hat.
He
was dressed well, but not well spoken. Yeah. He just kind of drooly. Had a little bit of drool on his chin.
Yeah.
So.
He did. He had a girlfriend that was a boy.
How do you guys not remember him, but remember all these details?
There's a picture of him.
The picture. We're just describing the picture he sent. He sent a picture and like some discombobulated fucking message didn't make any fucking sense, dude. It was like,
he's either really drunk on LSD or he was retarded.
Drunk on LSD. You're fucked up if you're drunk on LSD.
Yeah.
Brent.
Speaking of, Trent, I didn't move that fucking Trent box. Knows.
Oh, yeah.
That reminded me. That shit came on Friday. Yeah. 2 days. They don't raid you on a Sunday. Mm. Next scene.
Cut to. Yeah.
Yeah,
I will apologize in advance for coughing fits that I may have throughout the episode.
That's what whiskey's for,
you're
man.
You're a fucking horrible person.
I'm fucking sick. Every time you guys make me laugh, I have to stifle it so I don't fucking.
We had something cool happen. I know we're like fucking bullshitting, but someone hid an Easter egg of us on a show and I saw it.
What?
I'm not going to say what show because I don't want to get anyone in trouble. I'll tell you when the mics go back off, but
why did you even say this?
Because it's still going to be cool. Like they announced it in the group, you could find it. So there's a show, a popular show on a popular channel, which we again kind of been suspicious about because like
Bob's, I know exactly.
Like, yeah. Like Bob's Burger said, that's like a pigeon finding a jar of peanut butter. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense to anyone in the world but us. And then on Young Sheldon, the brother said, pigeons, that's a job for hot sauce. And you're like, that doesn't make any sense except for in the context of us. And then on Big Bang Theory, Bernadette opened the cabinet and there was a bottle of XXX El Yucateco right next to a jar of peanut butter, nothing else in there. And I started to get the idea like, hey, maybe like a prop master somebody listens works to the show or something because there's these hidden things. And then someone in our group actually works on a show and does like writing and like graphics and stuff. And they said that several times they have already hidden Easter eggs, but for whatever reason, like, I'm not claiming those other ones were, that could be coincidence, but this one specifically I'm talking about is
we know.
Okay. And that they had hidden like Gary Coleman's head or a pigeon. And like it just got cut or the scene didn't make the cut, but this time it made it through. Like they kept the scene that was written and they do a flash of a Facebook page is all I can tell you. And on the side of the Facebook page, it says groups and then it says SK. And then there's a logo that looks like our logo, but it's not our logo. And it's, you know, it looks like the SK logo. And then right below it, there's some user profiles as I go down and it says Moten, Brad, Brent, and the user profile images are a hot sauce bottle, a pigeon, and Gary Coleman's face blurred out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's fucking badass.
And I don't think they had anything to do with this part, but the main character's name is Taylor through the whole thing. It's, I can't say too much, but yeah, the main character's, I don't know. I don't want to get anyone in trouble because that's kind of cool. That's happening.
Home improvement.
Yeah. No, we've infiltrated the machine. That's nice. Their words. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Awesome.
Yeah. And the person's from Bakersfield originally.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
That's all the information. I gave too much. I've said too much.
We're finding people from Bakersfield more than we want to.
Yeah.
I just burped.
That's all right.
Into the mic. It just came out.
So that was an accident one. Yeah. That's not the one where you sit back, hold your stomach, and let it out.
No, yeah. I couldn't hold it. I was trying to, my words were more important.
You know, it was a risk I had to take.
More important than manners. You know, it's what's expected of me here on this show now. So. You know, I just roll with it.
No, okay.
I won't remember after this anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So our topic today is the feud between the Hatfields and the McCoys.
McRoys.
I thought everyone knew about this. This is a very American, though. Like other people in the country are not thinking, familiar with this.
As I was researching it, I was wondering if this was something that any of our listeners from other countries like.
It's like a Ned Kelly kind of
thing. Nothing about this shit.
Yeah, I think how Americans don't know Ned Kelly, but Australians would be like, yeah, absolutely. This is our Ned Kelly type thing. Well, Billy the Kid would be our Ned Kelly, but I think Billy the Kid, is more global.
Right.
This,
Billy the Kid?
Billy the Kid.
That's Coleman's
shoes.
Nickname. That's
a special.
Billy
special
the Kid?
Edition. Yeah. They're cowboy boots.
One was
made by Keds.
One was named Billy, the other one was William.
We'll get to Coleman in the next episode.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, we will.
If they had cowboy boots made by Keds, that's what they would be. It'd be Billy the Kids.
Billy the Kids. Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Open Spurs. They're Nerf Spurs, though. They can't.
You don't accidentally harm yourself with some real Spurs.
No, I was wondering the same thing. If anybody, I know that in 2012, there was a TV show that like Kevin Costner was
actually
in
watched the whole
was
thing.
Bill Paxton?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
That's fucking
he died?
Yeah, dude. February of this year.
Bill Paxton.
He was Chet Aliens? From Weird Science.
The movie Aliens.
You know Weird
Science.
Game
over, man. Game over. We're all going to fucking die, man.
I remember
that part.
I remember Aliens.
You remember Weird Science?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Chet, the older brother, they turn into the green blob?
No, don't know.
The movie Twister, the tornado movie?
Yeah.
Flying cow.
He's the main guy in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Paxton. Yes, I know him.
He's dead.
He died.
He's young.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You're fucking kidding me.
No.
I heard a lie. I heard Hatfield did it, man.
I'm going back in time. I'm fixing Bill Paxton. I'm going to fix him.
It just ruins the world.
Then I'm going to fuck him to death.
Oh, well.
Because I think he should have a proper death.
The samurai's death right there.
Yeah.
Brad fucks you to death.
Fucked by dick sword.
So I honestly I knew there's a Hatfields, there's a McCoys. I knew it was like Appalachian, like mountain folk kind of thing. And mm-hmm. I knew there was a feud and they all shot each other up. Like really, I didn't like, that was the extent of my Hatfield McCoy knowledge. I didn't watch the show. I didn't really know much else. So I was curious to see what actually happened, what the feud was about, et cetera. So I was kind of interested to research.
I want
to
make a 5-minute video that's like Guy Ritchie snatch style. Style. You killed my pig. You killed my sister. You killed my. I just want to be like, and it just has their names in a cool font.
It immediately reminded me of Brent and his neighbor. Like, oh, yeah. It was just kinda. Like neighbor feuds.
Yeah, just let it fucking spread out over a couple generations.
Yeah, yeah. Like his son is just going to be pissed off at the guy's son. They live in the same house.
That right. Dude trimmed his
still
tree.
Still no doorknob.
He trimmed his tree till it looks like Dr. Seuss did something to it. Like, he fucking cut the lower branches and then just kept cutting branches and just kept on. I was like, where is he going to stop? He doesn't know where to stop. The pile of branches is bigger than the original tree. I don't even know what happened.
Maybe he has OCD where he's like, fucking once he cuts one branch, he can't stop.
Yeah. Well, he just needs all of them to start his next backyard fire.
Yeah.
No, that was the first thought. He would have no problem burning that shit where it sits.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the front yard. All right. I will kill his sister, man.
So the Hatfields were in West Virginia. And the McCoys were in Kentucky mostly, but I know they kind of spread throughout because there were a lot of them. I mean, it wasn't just like a family of five.
Right.
It was like Romeo the whole clan of Hatfields and all their sons
like
and all
on
their
the border
cousins
of the river
and,
or something right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. They lived across the river from each other, but they lived in the Tug Fork area of the Big Sandy River. And, so it's
that's
the river.
That's a sex move. Right? Your Tug Fork. And the Big Sandy River. You don't want to fuck with that one. That's Brad's, like, it's his big finish. Sandy River. Yeah, because it's gritty. Yeah. Yeah, the Big Sandy River.
Nah, mine's the Ahmed Johnson, the Pearl River Plunge. That's what.
So, the Big Sandy River.
Right on the small of your
that's
back.
Just now ruined forever. separates the two states of West Virginia and Kentucky. And they basically lived on either side of the river. And
I feel like that would be a letdown. Like, you go there expecting the Big Sandy River and it's going to be like a small rocky creek.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, it's not.
Yeah.
Man, this place sucks.
Yeah. It's
not expected.
More sandy than big. So they got in a feud, killed each other off quite a bit. And again, in America, it's. I don't know. It's in like Looney Tunes cartoons. It's in like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like a staple of Old West lore.
Is the term Real McCoy? Is that,
no,
no, that's something else.
From what I know, Real McCoy refers to Captain McCoy who ran the Cutty Sark during Prohibition.
Never heard of that.
We talked about Cutty Sark. Yeah, when we did the Prohibition episode. Yeah,
way back. I'm surprised you remember.
I know.
The Cutty Sark smuggled booze in.
I remember drunk things when I'm drinking. So
maybe.
That's my superpower.
Maybe we need to go.
I remember drunk things when I'm drinking.
Maybe we need to go back and listen to our own episodes. Quick, take a drink. Oh, I remember now.
Oh.
Aha.
But yeah, so both of the families, they were. Even though we're talking about like the 1880s, 1890s, when the feud kicked up, like the families had been here before America was America.
Right.
Like the families were like really old American families that came over in some of the earliest batches. Yeah. So they had already been here for quite a while.
I think the McCoys came from Ireland or something.
Yeah. Scotland via Ireland. And then the Hatfields.
England.
I think they came from England. But they were actually the Heathfields first, but they changed their name at some
so
point.
So weird.
To Hatfields.
I don't understand why they come across and change your
everybody
name.
Everybody does
they
that.
They all did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, everybody yeah. does that.
I would.
What was your last name?
All right, what's
before?
Your Moten? What was it before it was Moten?
No, no, no.
It changed already.
Well, before it was Moten, it would
it
have
was
actually,
Mick Moton.
It would have been
Mutton. Mick Moten.
It would have been Mutton.
Mutton.
Like, honestly, chops. Like it would have been sheep because
that's
the
derivation. Don't get all serious and logical with us.
But if I moved to a new land, like if we colonized Mars and I moved there and
what
they were like,
naming?
What's your name? And if I had to make a slight shift, I would just straight up be Motown.
Motown,
oh, for sure.
I would just add the fucking W. Yeah.
Mine would be Taylor's.
Just pluralize
it. Yeah, just like pluralize it.
I want you guys to pick mine, Van Tassel.
We already what the State Department called you.
Assel Brent Van Am.
Yeah, Assel Brent Van Am. That's
Assel
your
Brent
name.
Van Am.
How about Van Tasselhoff?
That'll be because once you get to Mars, no one fucking knows. You can say whatever you want. And the Martians don't fucking know. They don't know your culture.
Yeah. It's Van Tasselhoff. Brent Assholeoff.
Take your asshole off.
Yeah.
Brent Van Tasselhoff. I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
So I'm Brad Taylor's. And you got Dave Motown.
Yeah.
That's our name.
So they end up settling in this area, the Hatfields and the McCoys. And the feud is basically sort of a long-standing thing. And they point to multiple things. One thing that I only read in one article said that one of the things that was like a backstory to the feud was that it was an area that was rich in timber. And when the Civil War was happening and sort of pre-Civil War, I forget which family, one of the families ended up doing, the McCoys ended up being much wealthier because they scored on timber more than the other ones did.
Yeah. I don't know how it landed, but, like the TV thing with Kevin Costner focused on the Hatfields actually, cutting timber. Like, cause there's weird stuff. You could own the land, but you didn't have the timber rights.
Oh no, you're right. That
makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
William Hatfield.
Yeah.
By 1880 was severely better off financially. So he ended up scoring all the timber rights.
And like, I don't know. So I'm going to quote some
things. Sense.
But I looked
just
it up,
like mineral
it said
rights.
The movie the three-part series was really pretty accurate, as can be from the hearsay of anything else.
Right.
You know, from whatever writings we have from the,
all they
the
have
accounts.
Is what, yeah.
Yeah. From what the passed down stuff is. But yeah, that he basically had, his dad had bought some land and they were mining the timber. I don't know if that's the correct term.
Yeah, mining the timber.
Yeah. I like it. But there was like some, like, there was an
they
attorney.
Were
fish,
they were tree fishing.
There was an attorney that tried to like say.
I have notes from somebody, like they were breaking down the series, you know, and it said, thankfully Harmon is killed anyway because the actor playing him, Chad Huggins, is awful. So just like stupid shit, like that's pretty funny.
But it kind of alerted me to something that I didn't understand could happen, is you can have timber rights on someone else's property. So like it's like we own the land, we're cutting this wood down and selling it, and an attorney from the McCoy side, like in relation by marriage, came and said, no, I have the timber rights as of like 1758 or something. He's like, well, my daddy bought this in 1759. He's like, yeah, so I got the timber rights in 1758. They went and found the tombstone. They're like, yeah, well, he died in 1757. You want to explain yourself? And then that's kind of some of the shit that started it, but it really all started over a razorback pig.
Well, even before the razorback pig, there were some other events, though.
Okay.
And the razorback pig is what really...
Yeah, they were
the first killing.
Yeah, that was the first killing, but some other stuff...
It's just an escalation.
Yeah, it was an escalation.
Yeah, that's why I said this reminds me of Brent and his neighbor, because
Brent's
killing
his
neighbor.
Exactly, it's going to lead to that. Yeah. So the...
Allegedly.
Another one, there was...
he's not here anymore.
And they all have weird fucking names. Like every single first... No, there's
well,
no...
They're from England.
Every single first name
Elias,
is fucking weird.
Like, yeah.
So one of them was named Asa Harmon McCoy.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's kind of cool.
And he was during
was
the
boy?
Civil War.
Yeah. Yeah. Not anymore.
Excuse me.
Asa has a girl name.
During the Civil War, he joined with the North, and both his own family and the Hatfields hated him for it because who the fuck are you? You know, I mean, we're talking Kentucky and Virginia, so you don't really side with the Northerners, but he did. And he got his leg broken and he ended up getting sent back home while he healed. And then he was supposed to go back into the field. And when he got, like, I read it and it was kind of confusing. So he ends up getting back home and he's discharged by the Union Army because his leg is broken.
That's
and
right.
He's ordered to, kill a commander from the other side who's in the area, and then the main Hatfield, Devil Ants Hatfield,
right?
You
mean Kevin Costner?
Oh, is that Kevin Costner? So Devil Ants Hatfield ends up finding out that he's going to kill this other commander. Whether it was true or not, no one knows, but he thinks he's a spy, and then he goes and he kills this guy.
Right.
But it didn't spark the feud because apparently even the McCoys were like, well, I can't blame you for killing him. He was a fucking Northern sympathizer. Yeah. So like he kills him.
That was a big deal, dude. Like, I mean, in the film they portrayed like, oh, they were walking down the road and they found him and they're like, what are you doing over here? boom, shoot him in the fucking head.
Right.
And tell him, like, run and just shoot him. Like, I was like, damn, that's, and this is after the war was done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Now they're really pissed.
Yeah. Yeah.
They lost.
So he gets shot. There was like a horse theft involved, all this crazy convoluted shit with this guy. Apparently he did kill this commanding officer, a guy named General Bill France. And then he stole a horse from a friend of Devil Ants, the main McCoy.
Yeah, he was the leader of the family.
Yeah, or no, Devil Ants was a Hatfield.
I'm sorry, did you? Yeah. I didn't realize.
No, Devil Ants. Yeah. So Devil Ants's friend gets his horse stolen by this guy who's a Northerner who just killed this Confederate general, and then Devil Ants kills him, and everybody's like, "Well, he killed a Confederate general, he stole a horse. Fuck it." So the feud didn't really start, but I'm sure there were people who were pretty sore that their cousin or their brother or their son just got killed. It was part of the buildup.
And they wonder why the whole Middle East hates us. You know what I mean? How many cousins, brothers, and sisters have we fucking just bombed?
Right.
In fucking
exactly.
School when we're supposed to be hitting tanks.
But yeah, so the big thing was the hog.
So allegedly it was us.
Yeah.
Talking about the moon landing?
Yes. No.
Yes.
So what'd you hear about the hog? So what was the hog scenario?
So they use a thing called an earmark. I guess that's where earmark comes from. Mm-hmm. And it's unique to each farmer or to each owner. And allegedly, like, one of the guys from the Hatfields was going by the farm, by the Randall McCoy, I think, and he spotted the pig. He had been missing a pig. And he said that it had his earmark on it, and they argued about it. Dude said, like, fuck you, took off. And then there was that attorney that kept kind of stirring the pot. He's like the little finger of the fucking McCoys, to be honest. He kept like whispering, like, do this, do that, kind of for his own personal gain. And they go to court over a pig.
Isn't that what attorneys do? I mean,
I guess so. Yeah. And so they go to court over a pig, and there's six Hatfield jurors and six McCoy jurors.
Right.
And they're like, dude, it's funny though. It's just like, well, I saw that the earmark wasn't there. I mean, they're just going by fucking people like, I said it was. It's like, if you had just one more person fucking say that it was there or not, that's literally what's going to happen.
Right.
And the jury was half Hatfields, half McCoys, and the judge was a Hatfield.
It was Preacher Ants Hatfield.
And so they get down to the vote after this one guy saying, I saw it, and he wasn't there. The guy just did said it. So he just said it so that the Hatfields would win. And then they came down to a split decision because obviously all the Hatfields are going to vote for Hatfield, and then all the McCoys are. But the last McCoy, I can't think of his name right now.
Bill Statton.
Yeah. He goes, I don't know. Well, that Hatfield said that the earmark wasn't his. I think it's a Hatfield. And he just goes by the dude's word. He just trusts the guy. And so he votes against his family, and they lose. And then that guy, there's one of the guys that's kind of like a drunk, just shit talker, talks shit. And then he's out on a hunting trip later after the trial settles over the pig, and two McCoys find him while he's hunting. Start some shit and kill him.
Right.
And so then that's really what fucking kicks the shit off, though.
That starts to kick it off. And then again, like, just little scenes. Did you see the weird thing about the Romeo and Juliet romance that happened early on?
Jones?
I don't know.
Jonesy, I think it is.
Jonesy.
So in 1880, Jonesy Hatfield, Devil Ants's son, ended up kicking it with Rosanna McCoy.
Oh yeah, right. She was the flyest McCoy.
Yeah, she was the flyest.
He said, "Baby, McCoy, I'm gonna make you a star. I'm gonna put you on the Apollo."
So he did put her on the Apollo.
Yeah,
and by that I mean, got her pregnant, and then she ends up having a baby.
She rode his rocket.
She actually birthed a fake moon landing. That's what happened.
She did. She birthed the 9/11 conspiracy.
She actually had. She actually gave birth to Neil Armstrong.
Yes,
like, that's where he came from.
Yep.
Baby Armstrong.
yep. Stretch Armstrong, they called him.
So,
because the family was tearing him, they didn't know what part of the family he wanted to go to.
So her family, right? So she's a McCoy. But she's shacking up with a Hatfield. So the McCoys basically banish her. Her father doesn't want anything to do with her, et cetera.
And honestly, the Hatfield thing, like, he was like, out of respect, like, I'm not fucking with another man's daughter. You know, you really shouldn't be dating her. They don't really, they're not accepting of her either,
right,
really.
Right. Yeah. So she ends up having to move in with her aunt, and she ends up giving birth to the baby, who dies of measles at 8 months old.
Yeah. This is Sparta.
And then
he didn't make it.
Jonesy ends up pulling just a straight up dick move and marries her cousin,
right.
Ooh.
Who's another McCoy. Ooh.
In the film, they portray that chick as a real hussy. That's like the whole time she was conniving for that.
That's like the, you know, the forbidden, you know, the forbidden fruit, you know, he's just going after it. He's like, oh, I can't have them.
Right.
They're so hot. And they're
right.
Out there.
Exactly.
They're out there with the titties out over the lake or something, you know, over the fucking sandy,
the other side
sandy
of the,
creek. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like, personal, man. What? You got a story to tell us, man?
No?
Summer camp?
No.
About your cousin's girlfriend?
No.
Did you grow up on one side of a river?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that did get
next scene, I'm
personal.
At a barbecue and some Brad's family member was like, remember we lived on that fucking river, man?
Fucking my family talks like that? That's funny.
Fuck yeah, they do. They lived in a trailer and shit, right? Gave you a lump of coal? Who does
that? My grandma. She's dead.
I know.
Thanks.
She probably smells horrible by now.
She does.
That's the ultimate way to like shut down.
She can't even roll over in her grave because she had arthritis. That's what's fucked up.
Arthritis. So she wrote a book about arthritis. She had arthritis. Arthritis.
I have arthritis. Yeah. I can't stop.
Yeah. It hurts me to write.
So all this leads up to the first good and proper killing, which is the election day killing.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, and I looked into some of the details of the election back then in this area, and a couple of things, the elections weren't like a modern day election. There was no secret ballot. Like you showed up, and apparently, cause I kept reading that people like that the McCoys and the Hatfields were there because they were trying to keep track of the vote.
Right.
Which was odd to me because how the fuck are you going to keep track of the vote? But I guess what happened was you would show up, everybody knew who you were. So you would just show up and say, it's me. And then there was a voting person in front of you and you would say, for this thing, I vote yes. For this thing, I vote no. For this thing, I vote yes. And that person would write it all down. Mm-hmm. And people from the community were all just hanging out, drinking and watching and keeping a tally to see how the vote was.
Well, I think there was any excuse to get together back then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like so it was everybody would sit around and drink and kill pass the day and fuck around. And obviously the Hatfields, the McCoys are all at the polling place drinking and watching the votes go down or whatever. So it has nothing to do with a vote. It just happened to be at the polling place. And one of them shows up. Tolbert McCoy basically had bad Lias Hatfield. He had sold him
a fiddle.
I can't figure out who has the worst names. Like,
yeah, they all have. Yeah. So Tolbert,
bad's not his name. I think you're just fucking honest.
Well, no, there were two.
You have devil.
There's another
devil
bad.
Lance.
There's another bad. Later. There's a bad Frank later.
Well, there's also two Liases. There's bad Lias Hatfield, but then there was a Lias McCoy.
Right.
So
I think that was. Oh, that was Hatfield. Yeah.
I don't know.
But there were two Eliases. Yeah. One was a Hatfield, one was a McCoy. So one was bad Lias. The other one was just Lias.
I think one was Elias, though. It's like.
Well, they were both Elias.
Oh, okay.
But so anyway, Tolbert told bad Lias he needed his $1.75.
Right.
I want my $2.
That's a lot of money back then.
That was a lot.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. So he needs his $1.75 for his fiddle.
I think how hard it was probably to make a fiddle too.
Yeah.
Like a fucking
handmade.
Good, handmade fiddle. Like, damn.
Yeah.
So bad Lias, who basically was a hero from the Battle of Gettysburg and was like a badass, said, I'm hell on earth. And
that was her shit talking
back. The other one said, no. You're a damned hog.
Ooh.
Well, no wonder shit went down.
It sounds like some Mexican shit talking. Like they call each other like fruit bowls and like bulls.
Do they?
Yeah. Like they're fucking
in Spanish though. That's just the translation.
Yeah, it's like the sorriest shit talking ever. Like you a piece of broccoli. And then I was like, fuck you, you fucking cabbage.
La cuchara.
Yeah.
La cucaracha. Fucking spoon.
Yeah.
Lapis, pencil. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Me lapis. It's like my pencil.
So
yeah, well, it's the huevos, you know.
Yeah, fucking, eggs.
Yeah,
we do that shit. It just doesn't seem the same.
Sucks.
So bad Lias is they get in a fight, and like you do, he gets stabbed 26 times and shot in the back.
They show that scene in the movie, and it's like, first the fucking guy's like, you stay out of this, and he's fucking taking on like four guys at the same time, fucking just beating everybody up. And then they go up and it looks like they're punching him, but they're just stabbing the fuck out of him, and a couple of Hatfields are just like, get him, boy, just sitting there watching the fight. But he's getting stabbed in the ribs and they think he's getting punched, and they're just prison stabbing him, just like fucking shanking the shit out of him.
Shanked 26 times. But, and then they shoot. You think, like, you get stabbed like once or twice and you're like, motherfucker stabbing me, like you would say something.
Yeah,
they're mean motherfuckers. Yeah, I just spit the tobacco on them.
You know what it was? You know what it was? Booze. They were drunk.
Yeah, they were drunk as
he didn't know. He didn't even know he was getting stabbed. And then his own family shot him in the back. Bad aim.
Yeah. So
that was someone's name, Bad Amos.
Yeah. That was his uncle, Bad Amos. Yeah.
That's how he got his name. It's actually where we get the term now. It's from the McCoy battle.
Yeah.
Bad Amos.
Yeah. It just shortened it up to Bad Aim.
So three of the McCoys get arrested. And this is where shit starts getting real. So three McCoys get arrested because they stabbed a Hatfield 26 times and shot him in the back. And while they're taking him to his trial to arrest him, instead of the trial, they get ambushed, and the Hatfields take the three McCoys, tie them up to pawpaw bushes, and shoot them 50 times.
What the fuck are pawpaw bushes?
You don't want to get tied to one and shot 50 times. That's
I'm more concerned about the bush right now.
I might be allergic to bullets. Yeah. I'm allergic to gunshots.
Yeah, could you tie me to the sycamore tree, please?
Do you remember the show? I brought this up before, the pawpaws. You guys remember that show?
What?
I brought it up before. I think that's the one where they had the whistle and they would play the whistle and the totem pole would come to life and save them. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
That was H.R. Puffin stuff.
I'm glad two people know what you're talking about.
I don't care. Isn't that H.R. Puffin
stuff?
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
Pawpaws. Cartoon right away. Google knows what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah,
images. Fuck yeah, man. Pawpaws.
You don't know what H.R. Puffin stuff is?
No, what the fuck?
Oh, you're
is
in
that?
For a fucking treat.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
Yeah, look, this is the bad guy.
Google knows what
look
it is.
These are the pawpaws. That was the bad guy. The guy with the fucking head thing on. Okay.
You guys are older than me. That's why. What the fuck? That looks awesome.
And those bad
guys. That looks like fucking the 80s gummy bears.
Yeah, it's a Hanna-Barbera thing, and it looks a little gay though. It looks kind of My Little Pony-ish, to be honest. I don't know what I was doing watching this shit, man.
You liked it.
You had whatever you had on Saturday back then. You know
that's
what I mean?
Why you are what you are, Brent.
It's a totem one.
That's why you don't push away a dick in your face.
Almost. Stop. Okay, fine. Let me finish up and you get the fuck out of here.
That's H.R. Puffin stuff.
I've never seen that in my life.
I know that term. That does look familiar.
You know that from Trent.
Yeah.
H.R. Puffin stuff. That was his nickname.
I've seen every episode of South Park. I remember none of them because Trent watched them.
I see.
Yeah, same reason.
So they get shot on the pawpaw bushes 50 times.
I got to look up a pawpaw bush now. You guys looked up fucking pawpaws cartoon and the H.R. Puffin stuff. I'm still not fucking understanding what a pawpaw bush.
Literally just slapped his knee when he laughed. Like a slapper. He's like,
pawpaw tree. It's fucking real.
Pawpaw tree.
Oh, God.
This looks. I'd hate to get shot on a pawpaw tree. That fruit looks vicious.
It looks very.
It just
very
looks like
cucumber.
Avocado tree.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It looks like an avocado.
That thing has balls.
Very broad leaf. Probably deciduous.
Just trying not to cough. Yeah. So, at this point. The feud keeps going back and forth. And
either way, those kids were dying, though. They were either going to get hung if they got taken back because they just stabbed the guy 26 times, or the Hatfields got their fucking revenge.
Well, it depends because a lot of them, every source I read was like, and then a bunch of them killed each other for a while. And like, it doesn't really go into detail about a lot of the individual killings. Mm-hmm. But in general, no one ever gets busted because they kill them when they're on their own side of the river. So when the other family shows up and tells the sheriff, you need to arrest this guy, he killed my boy. The sheriff's like, fuck you, get out of here.
You're on the wrong side.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's because back then, state lines, it was like they were their own fucking nation. You know what I mean? There was no like federal overseeing of it. Well, there was,
but
they didn't do anything. It was the Bone Luke Duke. It was like you cross the fucking river and that can't touch it.
So that was a big part of it. I mean,
is this the same part? There's so many killings and shit. I'm getting confused. What was the part? There's like eight of them that got life in prison.
That's later.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
So,
Reset.
But at this point, the newspapers start to pick it up. Right. So this is why they're well known in America, because it becomes like a big newspaper thing. And the Hatfield-McCoy feud starts to get a lot of newspaper coverage.
They become famous, kind of.
Yeah. And there was one that said that the Hatfields were, quote, backwoods hillbillies who roamed the mountains stirring up violence. And they tended to talk all this shit about the Hatfields, but the newspapers tended to be very favorable of the McCoys for some reason. So and a lot of them, they think it's because of... There was an attorney named Perry Klein who married Martha McCoy, mm-hmm. and he was very media savvy and he knew what he was doing. And they think that he basically got to newspaper reporters, got the best reporters to come out and made sure that the story was
smeared. That was the attorney that tried to pull the timber rights as well. He had a vendetta.
And I wonder if it was a thing like, cause it's getting towards the 1900s that the militia groups mm-hmm. aren't as like looked upon as good anymore. And the Hatfields were more part of the militia.
Right.
The local militia. So like that might've been a thing, like they're more, a wild bunch.
But then I have to wonder as well, like as soon as you talk about national newspapers smearing one family name, I immediately have to think of Hearst.
Right.
And then I immediately have to think, did Hearst have some kind of timber rights deal with one side of the family and not the other? So he was going to,
the Hatfields had the timber rights, right? So it would have been...
I don't think that was everyone's game. I think the McCoys were trying to work on a tobacco crop or something was what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, they couldn't do the timber.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the Hatfields
had the timber rights.
The Hatfields had the timber rights, and they were the ones that were called backwoods hillbillies.
I mean, I think the movie did a really good job of not being biased about it. Like the entire time, you really didn't take sides too much. You were just like, damn, yeah, he killed his fucking brother. Well, no, the guy fucking killed his brother because he killed his cousin. And it was like, well, what are you going to do? It's like, unless everyone just fucking calls it quits right now. But at some point, I was like, why don't they just get the fuck out of there? But I know they were like, why don't they just get the fuck out of here? You know, because back then it was a big deal. You had to go on the fucking Donner party.
You got
to
think that they moved.
Wagon train.
Well, and they moved there and fucking took that land.
Yeah.
Nobody gave them that land.
Right.
Like they went and squatted on that land probably, and their family had it for generations.
Yeah, at this point it's been generations. Like this is their land. They're not gonna
get this has been going on for a lot longer than just the pig, you know.
Right.
That's just the first thing.
One pig could feed a family of four for 30 days. Yeah. So it was kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it was a huge deal. I mean that
Yeah, we look at it like that's not a big deal. Like, oh, he stole your pigs, so what? That if somebody took all of your paychecks for the entire month, you'd be kind of pissed off.
And one article that I read said that one pig, even if they didn't use it as food, they would have been able to trade that one Razorback hog for new boots for the entire family and enough coffee, flour, and sugar to last the entire winter.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
That's a fucking big deal.
It's pretty big deal. Like I'm going to fuck that legit. Guy up.
Yeah. Don't fuck with my kicks.
Yeah.
I wish I had a reality show.
I could have got new boots.
They're like Judge Elias reality show where they go fucking do all that shit. Like Cheaters back in the day. Like they had those
Cheaters was fucking awesome.
Pig Cheaters.
I couldn't watch that show. That was so fake.
Yeah, that show was, but that guy so got stabbed. Sad. Remember that guy got stabbed and thrown overboard or whatever?
Yeah. Tyrone got shot in the chest. Not Tyrone here, but you know, the Tyrone that shows up, he's going to fuck your wife long dick style.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he got shot in the chest.
Did he?
But I'm not sure it was real either, though. Yeah, in Dallas. He was in Dallas and did that to a guy, and he shot him in the chest.
Oof.
But then he came out. They showed him in the wheelchair, and he rolls out, and he had fucking, like, patches on, no shirt. And he's like, I'm out, and I'm going to fuck your wife, long dick style, like, fucking.
Yeah, there's a show on YouTube. Instead of To Catch a Predator, it's To Catch a Cheater. And I was like, I don't know if this is scripted or not, but like, it's funny. Like they're always, I think my boyfriend's cheating, and they go fucking like film him and set up the shit. And they hire like some fucking like Brazilian chick to go pick up on their boyfriend at the gym. And the fucking dude goes for it every time. Like every fucking time the dude goes and meets her at the place or whatever. And then the girl just screams, cries, slams the laptop, tells him to turn the fucking cameras off. It's
every
hilarious.
Time. It's the every same time. Show every time.
Yeah, it's every time.
And you're keep watching
no shit.
It.
And they force them to fucking, you just caused your boyfriend to cheat. Why'd you go put that fucking bait out there?
Right.
Some crazy Brazilian booty chick at the gym, like talking crazy shit to your fucking boyfriend. Shouldn't have done it. Yeah. He probably wasn't even cheating.
They he probably was. Yeah,
until that
he
moment.
Probably
that
was. Point. Yeah, yeah. Who cares at that point? Like, I think people get too caught up in that. It was, fucking,
it's funny, but I feel like it's fake.
It is fake.
It is fake.
I've it's never
fake.
Seen it.
The catfishing shows, too. I was like, how do you not know that you're being catfished right
that's
now?
A 40-year-old dude.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you not know?
Right.
Like, you don't know what it is on the other side. But it's too easy to catch people in lies.
They like fell in love with some fucking girl.
How though? How? Like you just saw some pictures. Like there was no video. Like you would in this day and age, you're chatting online. There's fucking video services where you can talk. There's FaceTime.
Are they just doing it to troll or are they like they're gay?
They really like somebody. Yeah. Yeah. I think kind of what happens is they
sometimes it's not even the right gender.
Yeah, like sometimes they're probably just into it and they don't want it to stop and they're just going to suffer the consequences of meeting in real life and maybe, you know, the hopes.
There's a chance, man.
Yeah, there's a chance, you know. So I wonder, you know what though? They should show how many catfishes actually worked out. They showed the bad ones, but what happens like when you show up and like the chick has a wonky eye and no legs and you can't tell them no.
Don't matter. I love you. What did I have at band camp? What happened? Yeah. Poison Ivy. I know every one of your stories like they fucking.
Have you guys, dude, I've been entranced by the dad joke wars. Have you seen those on YouTube?
No.
Like they're just like two comedians. They sit across from each other and they tell each other bad dad jokes.
I watched
jokes.
The fuck out of those. Yeah.
I've been making my own. What do you call a midget with no legs?
I don't know.
A couple feet short.
we should play that game. We should do that, dude. We should
What's
play
that
game.
What's that?
We should do dad jokes.
Oh, dad jokes?
And Dave will keep score. Like
I don't know. I don't have that many, though. You got way more jokes
right now
than
we don't got it. But I'm saying we'll show up like on a future show and we have dad jokes and you keep score. So the thing is you're not supposed to laugh.
Yeah.
So you
that's going to be hard.
Stupidest fucking joke. And if you laugh, the other person gets a point.
Or if you both laugh, both get a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
That'd be awesome.
Or we could do it if we make Dave laugh. That'd be funny, too.
No, that'd be good.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good future thing. We should do that.
Yeah, I just have a feeling we're never going to do it, though.
Yeah, what do you call two black people in a sleeping bag?
You're going to say Twix. That's not yours.
No.
That's fucked up, man.
Snickers.
No. What?
Gotcha. Yeah. Made Dave laugh.
Yeah.
All right, next. You're going to say Twix, and it's not yours. That's fucked up.
I went to North High, man. I got a bunch of those, and I'm not telling.
True.
I'm not allowed to tell any
that
of that
was a
shit.
Clean one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Was it?
Was it?
So the Hatfield McCoys reached their fever pitch at what's called the New Year's Massacre.
Yes. Yep.
And for those of you who don't know anything about the Hatfields and McCoys, it was called the New Year's Massacre because it was a massacre.
Yeah.
That happened at New Year's.
Yep. And at this point,
just to let people know.
The Hatfields had legit bounties on their head and fucking bounty hunters were after all the Hatfields. They were getting picked off by that guy, Bad Frank or whatever his name is. There was a guy that was like a U.S. Marshal that showed up looking for one guy, but he got into a bar or he was in a brothel and he got shot in the leg trying to apprehend a guy that he had a warrant for. And so he loses his job as a U.S. Marshal and goes rogue and becomes like fucking hired hit.
How do you get shot in the leg and lose your job?
Frank Phillips.
Yeah, bad Frank Phillips. He basically turns bounty hunter and starts just picking off fucking Hatfields, like scalping dudes. He's like
pissed off.
There's a guy named Skunk Hair because he got a white stripe in his hair. Instead, he's like, I don't want to carry his whole body back. So he just fucking drops a burlap sack on the fucking guy's desk to get the bounty. And it's just the dude's fucking Skunk Hair scalp on the fucking desk.
Nice. You
know, and allegedly, this is like true stories. So
he just fucking got some other guy and dyed his hair white.
They finally have all these they have all these bounties on all these fucking people. So finally, the Hatfields are like pushing to a corner. And they're like, "Fuck it, man, let's just go kill." Their plan is just to go get Randall McCoy, like the main McCoy, the father, the patriarch,
The real
father
McCoy.
Of the family, to try to just like put an end to it. And they show up at dawn and fuck shit up.
Yeah, so they show up. They light the main McCoy house on fire and then just start fucking shooting at the house.
This sounds like
FBI.
This sounds like David Koresh. Yeah, so this sounds like Waco.
They pull an FBI.
William Hapgood said
he had the same thought.
William Hapgood's like original plan though was just to get Randall McCoy and bring him across the border and kill him in their territory, so that they don't have to deal with that whole like, oh, you killed him over here. The law's trying to get you.
Right.
Like, we killed him in our territory. We'll deal with our side of the law. But when they get
there, fuck him. Why don't you kill the law too?
They're not going to cooperate. He's not going to go quiet.
But that's it. They light the house on fire because they're hoping everybody's going to flee out of the house, right, and then they can chase him into their area.
Bag him like Pamela Anderson.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, but it doesn't work, and they end up shooting up the house to try to scare more people out. But then when they're shooting up the house, they kill people,
right,
including Randall's daughter, Alifair.
Mm-hmm.
These fucking names. But Alifair gets killed. Apparently the wife of Randall, Sarah McCoy, doesn't get killed. But they beat the shit out of
the rifle,
her.
Yeah.
So they start beating her down.
Rightfully so. She was a tease.
They crack her skull. She's like deformed for the rest of her life and has like permanent injuries. And apparently that was where they crossed the line, because up until now, it basically, from all the sources I read up until now, everybody kind of looked at it as good old boys killing good old boys. But at this point, children have been killed. Women who have nothing to do with the feud have been killed. They've right. been beaten. And like, this is where they crossed a line, because it wasn't just the guys killing the guys. They like did too much.
Apparently. One side was going to do it sooner or
absolutely.
Later.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But the thing is, Randolph McCoy ends up getting out of the house and
the way they portray it in the film, and supposedly right, because like the person that gets the death sentence is the mentally handicapped son of Elias Hatfield or whatever, the younger brother of William Hatfield. Mm-hmm. So they surround the house, but they put the like dimwit kid on back door duty back there and say, don't let anyone out of the back. And they try to sneak the kids out of the back door. And as they go running, he panics. He's like, he's super special and shoots.
They try to sneak the kids out of the back door. Isn't that another?
That's not sneak the kids out of the back door.
That's, what are you going to do? I'm going to sneak the kids out of the back door.
Hey man, I'll be right back, man. I'm going to go sneak the kids out the back door. That's what Enchilada's not agreeing with me, man. That's when you take a shit. That's not a sex move. Yeah. That's the term for taking a shit.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can sneak the kids in the back door.
Yeah.
That's one.
That's true. Yeah. Both the kids are in the back door. Yeah. That's a weird
move. No, all the kids. There's like thousands of them.
That's a weird move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they accidentally shoot one of the children, and then the wife pleads with Randall to try to escape, because if he's not there, maybe they'll just leave him alone because they're there for him. But he's conflicted because obviously he's abandoning his family while they're surrounded by fucking, 15 hillbillies with guns. So he takes off. He does get away at that point. And in like they're not agreeing that he's not there, they chuck that fucking firebomb thinking they're going to come out, burn the house down. And she comes walking out and they fucking pistol whip the shit out of her.
Right.
And so that's how the girl gets killed. That's how the wife gets beat up.
Well, but the thing is, the a lot of the articles that I read said that when it comes down to the trial, that the one who gets... So they end up ultimately catching 9 of the people who were there, and they try all 9 of them. 8 of them go to jail, and one of them gets hung. And like you said, it's the mentally handicapped one. But his last words...
Why is that?
He was the one that shot the little girl, allegedly. A lot of people say that
they
put scapegoat on.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's fucked up.
A lot of the articles that I read basically said the scapegoat thing, and they said that his... according to several of the eyewitnesses, his last words were, they made me do it.
Yeah.
As if they like convinced him to confess.
They told him. Yeah.
And he was gullible enough to go for it. And then he confessed. Yeah. And then once the confession was done and he was getting hanged, he was like, I didn't actually do it. They just told me to, but the sentence had already
been some bullshit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah. But yeah, so
8 got life sentences.
And in the aftermath of that, massacre, that's when Bad Frank and his posse start hunting down tons of people, killing a bunch of them, and they start getting like little militia groups and posses to go from one side of from one state to the other, and then it becomes a big issue. So they end up going, they cross state lines, get the nine people and then bring them back to their side. And then at this point, it becomes this hotly contested legal issue because all the local magistrates are saying, no, you can't legally take them out of here. The other side is saying, yes, you can legally take them out of here. And it basically goes to the Supreme Court. So at this point, the Supreme Court, it goes up through the courts until the Supreme Court of the United States has to decide, was it legal or not, in order for these nine to end up being arrested?
Yeah.
Was this kidnapping or was it an arrest is what it comes down to. Oh. And the Supreme Court rules it was an arrest and this is legal. And really the whole thing hinges on the fact that she was beaten with, you know, she was like pistol whipped until her skull was crashed.
Beat the shit out of
her, if they didn't do that, it might have been a kidnapping plea, but that crossed the line for everybody.
That was kind of fucked up.
Yeah,
like they didn't have to do that.
Yeah. So, but again, I also have to wonder, because if the, I mean, which side was slandered in the media and did that play into the court case? Like, I don't know. The whole the whole thing is kind of strange. But it did get to the Supreme Court. They said the arrests were legal. And then 8 of them were sentenced to life in prison, which I'm guessing in the 1800s in Kentucky and West Virginia was just a hair better than a death sentence.
Yes, or worse. It's probably a chain gang. Like, you know, you're fucking picking rough on rock, you know, pickaxe on rocks all day long.
Starving to death and shit like that's, no bueno.
That sucks.
But then, so yeah, but the at the end of the day, like during this last phase when the Supreme Court was weighing in and like it was getting so heated that the state of West Virginia and the state of Kentucky were getting militias to form at the border.
They thought it was going to spark another civil war.
They fully like people were fully thinking this is going to spark another civil war. And because there were so many people involved, I mean, we have these entire counties with hundreds or thousands of people who are on one side or the other. The whole nation is watching what's going
someone
down.
Someone to the point of inbreeding, to be honest, because they didn't want to accidentally marry a fucking McCoy or Hatfield.
Right.
Do you guys, so they hung the retarded kid.
Yes.
Do you go to the hanging or do you stay
people
home?
Did because it was kind of a spectacle. Like they, it was like, it was,
we talked about this before. Like people,
they
people,
went to the house for, what's his name?
The casket. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I guess probably I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it. I'm not going to a fucking hanging.
I don't know. Think of like Charles Manson got married, buried in Bakersfield. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people would go though.
That's what I'm saying. Would you go?
I would be tempted just because of our podcast stuff. Really? I would probably try to go. I feel like I would try to go. I mean,
He
was in the hospital so many times that I knew about, you know, indirectly. I was like, I feel like I should fucking somehow, but you know, there's like COs there.
Why would you want to go though?
Like, I don't know, man. There's a weird allure to that.
Yeah. So if they were going to hang Charles Manson, you would want to go and watch him hang and die.
If it's in Bakersfield, how are you not going to go to that?
So that's the dividing line. Like if it was in Arizona, I'm not driving 2 hours.
I wouldn't. But if it's like, if it's like, that's at Greenlawn up here.
You know what?
Hang him and
drop
him in a hole.
That's like when they fucking blew up. That's an historic event. That's like when they fucking demolished that power plant. People fucking stood across the street and watched and got their legs chopped off.
Yeah, dude, that was crazy.
Yeah, how fucking retarded are you?
Yeah.
I say nobody pays anything in a lawsuit.
I don't feel like his femur is going to hit me in the head from the snap of his neck. Though the power plant demolition after
I'm just saying though why would you I knew it was happening I'm not going and standing in the Lowe's across the street so that metal flies and fucking shoots
even though everyone
off.
Said this entire shopping plaza should be evacuated and no one should be here
I'm gonna say right now in
great
this
parking
in this day and age I'm not watching someone hang a mentally handicapped boy no matter what he did,
I'd watch him.
That.
Yeah, now I would.
Now you're going to. Yeah, you switch this.
That sounds good.
No, I'm not doing that. But back in the day, it's like the highlight of your fucking life was like.
I don't think that would be. I think, I don't know. I'd
one of the chickens got out and fought a fox. Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? I saw some corn that looked real weird, man. It grew fucking sideways. There was a sideways stalk of corn out there. Like, what's the most exciting event of your day? Caught a fish. He almost got away and I caught him again. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Getting hung, you're going to fucking watch that shit. That's why voting was a fucking party and they brought whiskey and danced and someone got stabbed 26 times at the fucking elections because there's nothing going on, dude.
Yeah.
The sun fucking goes down. It gets dark and you're you're fucking pissing by candlelight off the porch. Like, there's nothing exciting happening.
I'd probably be at the Chattahoochee.
Candlelight pissing on the porch. Yeah.
No, just the fact that nothing's going on.
Like, yeah, I'm not going.
I just want to be at home where nothing's going on anyway.
I'd be down by the river on the Chattahoochee.
Yeah. It gets hotter than Hoochie Coochie down there, man.
It does. Yeah.
But a pyramid of cans and pale moonlight?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You wouldn't.
You're lesser of a man for it, man.
Yeah. You just go into
you can't hear Alan Jackson.
Tear of whiteness that I.
You might listen to Alan Jackson, but you don't hear Alan Jackson. I don't know.
Were you there when Bubba shot the jukebox?
Yeah.
It was last night?
No.
Yeah, he said he played a sad song, made him cry. So he went to his truck, got a 45.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bubba shot the jukebox. He did it last night.
I can hear the fucking music in my.
Yeah, when I die, you prop me up beside the jukebox when I die.
In a wrestling singlet, apparently.
Yeah.
That's how Brad was.
I want to go to heaven.
Grandma got one over by a reindeer.
You can feel my boots.
I turn that off when it's on the radio because.
Coming home from my house Christmas Eve.
They say some shit about Santa Claus in there.
Put a cold drink in my hand. You can prop me up beside the jukebox.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
As for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Yeah.
I got
what are you guys talking about?
You never heard
what the fuck are you talking about? I had no idea what either of you were talking about.
We're having a cryptic country song lyric battle.
Yeah.
And to show you how much I know country, that's the only thing I could turn to.
That's all you had?
That's all I had. That's the beginning and the ending of my country music
repertoire. Is that even country?
Yeah, that's a country song.
Is that?
Yeah.
I could probably throw some Patsy Cline at you, but that's about it.
Oh, man. I might throw some country on the end of this episode.
Patsy Cline.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I won't.
I wouldn't listen to it.
That'd be funny if you just put Patsy Cline crazy. Crazy.
I hate that song.
That's a
horrible fucking song.
Anyway, so it becomes a big deal.
Willie Nelson wrote that song and sold it to Patsy Cline.
So Dwight Yoakam on the streets of Bakersfield. $1.50. Now that's a song.
Yeah,
that's good. It is
not the Buck Owens song, but the Dwight Yoakam. I said, isn't this Buck Owens? I said, man, he sounds a lot like Dwight Yoakam. And it was Dwight Yoakam. I think
they do that together, though. That's why.
No, he remade it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
The remix.
Yeah.
I just like that it has a swap meet fucking crazy music in the background. It has accordion in it, man.
Does it? Which one, the original one or the new one?
A good accordion song. I don't know, because I didn't know there was two. I thought, I just remember them singing together.
Nah.
No one knows who Buck Owens is, except for us, probably.
I don't know Buck Owens. I don't know any of his songs.
That's a big country name, actually. That's a big country name.
It's pretty popular in this neighborhood.
Is that your Buck Owens impression?
I don't know. It's my country voice.
All right.
Is that your country voice?
I guess. Is it my country voice? I don't know.
It's your sultry voice, that's for sure.
Sultry. And
so, yeah, so that ends up being basically the culmination of the feud. So once the house is burned down, and the Supreme Court ruling happens, the feud basically stops being violent. That's kind of
they're just pissed at each other.
Yeah, at that. And I'm sure, I mean, come on. Everybody's fucking cousin and brother and uncle just got killed by each other.
Yeah.
Everything you read says that they still have a feud.
I'm fucking somebody's mom at that point.
Like, they still don't like each other to this day, et cetera. But I'm not sure why you would. I mean,
I wonder what they, have you ever met a Hatfield or a McCoy?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah,
I have not. But I did read in 2007, a group of people started to study a bunch of the McCoy descendants, and they noticed that they have a genetic predisposition for something called von Hippel-Lindau disease, which is a rare inherited condition that increases blood pressure and produces tumors and causes increased fight or flight stress hormones and violence.
They're like mad Brazilians.
They're like Brazilians.
So the McCoy side apparently had a genetic predisposition to have these illnesses that would cause them to be more violent, which might have led to part of the escalation of the few that doesn't cover the Hatfields.
Right. Yeah.
Getting killed.
Well, maybe they're
pissed because those fucking McCoys are losing their temper, killing people. So
maybe we got it all wrong. And the Hatfields were actually just trying to survive. And they're like, we got to kill these fuckers or else they're going to kill us.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. They won't stop. But then, my favorite thing that I saw was the fact that in 1979, the Hatfields and the McCoys went on Family Feud with Richard Dawson.
Oh no.
And, it was an all week event and
was it good?
They were playing for the regular money plus a pig.
Oh. Yeah, to make up.
That's kind of like a fucking kick in the dick, right there.
It's a kick in the dick.
That's like
that could spark some shit up.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, fucking fisticuffs.
And from what I read, like the Hatfields one, I'll put a link. I watched some of it because Richard Dawson's fucking awesome. He's just drunk and kissing all the women. but Richard Dawson is on.
Was he the white host?
He was like the original host.
Okay,
yeah.
I've only ever old school. I've only ever seen it.
He's the original hashtag Me Too man.
Oh really?
Yeah, that's just coming back.
Old school. There was another couple of white hosts that were shitty, like in the 80s and early 90s, but yeah, Richard Dawson was
Drew Carey, wasn't he? Wasn't Drew Carey? No. No. No, no, no. Who was it? There was a white guy that wasn't very good.
Louis Anderson.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But Richard Dawson did it in 1979. So the Hatfields won, but just the way the games played out.
Did Steve Harvey do it too recently?
He's doing it now.
That's who's doing it now. He's doing the show now, yeah.
Right. The Hatfields won, but the McCoys. The Hatfields only won like $8,000, but they won the tournament at the end of the week.
Yeah. So they got the pig.
The McCoys won like $11,137. So they won more, but they lost the tournament.
They didn't get
But they ended up paying the McCoys a dollar more than that because that was fucked up, apparently. So the McCoys won, even though they didn't make as much money, but then since they won, they paid them more money than the Hatfields made by a dollar and gave them the pig.
Huh. That's some new age bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the, I'll put a link if you want to watch Richard Dawson kiss a bunch of Hatfield and McCoy women on the mouth.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
It's going to be the fucking Hatfield and Dawsons if you don't get careful. Yeah.
It's the Hatfield and McCoys against the Dawsons. It's
Dawson's Creek versus. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. They're just crying all day long.
Anyone who didn't ever watch old school Family Feud does not know the magic of drunk Richard Dawson kissing all the fucking women. Right.
I remember like that
he would stop the show. Like if there was a really good looking girl, he would flat out, like, the show would only be like 20% Family Feud and 80% him macking on this girl.
That's funny.
And like he would like flat out give them his number. That's just like funny. On the show, like he was just
probably played out. I'm sure it did.
Yeah. Like it was no joke. Like he wasn't fucking joking around. Like I'm sure Richard Dawson had a lot of Family Feud sex going on there.
Yeah. He had a lot of Family Feud.
I know there's a History Channel Hatfield and McCoy thing I ran across a little bit, but I didn't watch it. Called like White Lightning or something, or Running from Lightning. I can't remember what it's called.
That's Brad's superhero name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. White Lightning.
Yeah.
It's his porno name too. Coincidentally.
I'm in and out.
Yep. Yeah, it looks like a real super scripted Hatfield and McCoy. Like they're like meeting at the county fair and like, oh, what are you Hatfields doing here? Don't you have enough on your fuck plate back there? Like a bunch of good old boys talking shit. But I feel like it's like Storage Wars.
Yeah.
But it's Hatfield. Storage. It's like that Hatfield and McCoy. Horrible.
Yeah.
That shit's all super scripted. You can tell. Yeah. It's just like Pawn Stars in a different place.
Right.
Like that's all it is over and over. Which I liked Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars was good when it first came on. Then once it got popular, once they had a game on Facebook.
I just like the grandpa, dude. Though. The fucking grandpa is hilarious. Funny. Just fucking super dry sense of humor talking shit.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it? Is the sponsor
that's
time?
It. That's it.
All right.
That's
so thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. They are our primary sponsor. What's up? What did you say? What happened?
Oh, I was just telling Brad that that's all we got.
Oh.
That's all we got.
And yeah, if you're owed a hot sack, hit me up on social media because I fucking know, but it'll bring it back to my attention. It's tough to talk over people talking. It's like the row, row, row your boat thing.
Nothing left.
But yeah, you can check them out at El Yucateco.
We're done, Brent.
Hotsauce.com. And they have a gear store. You can buy stuff on there or you can buy it at Walmart and Target.
Why don't we call ours a gear store? Because that sounds stupid.
We could call it that.
I think it sounds stupid, though. I don't like that.
That rose as quickly like as it
it's a store.
You answered your own question.
Why don't we call it that stupid thing that I don't want to call it? Yeah.
So, but you can save some money if you use code SOFKING. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap.
Couldn't we come up with a better like code?
I don't know. We got to pick that. I tried to pick some shit, but they wanted to be short and sweet. So everyone kept rolling off that one.
Okay.
But also printercheap.com. You can get podcast stickers. I saw a podcast, something All Geeks Aside, I think it was. Mm-hmm. He got some stickers from Printer Cheap and I just saw him post that. So you can use code SOFKING to save some money when you're doing that. Thank you to Daily Own Graphics. They do our t-shirt and our koozies, all our silkscreen stuff. They did all those hoodies. Everyone should have a hoodie. I got two people to deal with. We accidentally sent someone one with no front logo and someone changed their size last minute.
That one was funny.
I didn't catch it.
I told her, that we thought her beady eyes, her little beady Canadian eyes wouldn't catch it. But that was an experiment of ours. But apparently the Canadians are cheap and they see when there's something wrong.
I mean,
wrong.
There's a couple going some crazy places that might not have got there yet. But I think given the chaos of fucking hoodie sweatshirts that I went through, I think it worked out pretty good. I didn't catch that front logo, but I just never would have thought.
I thought that was funny. I was like, oh man, it just must've got fucking.
Yeah. And they're exact counts. So it's in production. If you're one of the people that had that problem, I'm working on it.
I was going to say, that's like a one-off, like something special.
So, and don't ask me if I can sell you one any fucking more. Everyone has crazy stories. You won't believe the fucking emails and messages we get about why you missed the hoodie.
Their grandma died and they had to pay for the funeral.
There's legit some shit like that, honestly.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
It's not that I don't give a fuck. It's just like, dude.
No, you had your chance. No, we don't give a fuck.
I feel for whatever your situation was, but I can't.
I told you.
It doesn't make me sell you
a hoodie. I told you, I got sweaters. They're, what were we selling them for? $39.99?
That's right.
$34.99.
So they're $134.99 plus shipping. I can get them to you. Just get a hold of me. You're getting a hold of Brent. Wrong guy.
Yeah.
If you want the sweaters, they're $134.99.
If you message me a topic suggestion, I am not fucking answering you anymore. I just decided I don't fucking care. I've said it a million times. If you listen to the show enough that you want to suggest a topic, you know that you have to do it in the group under the pinned post. Done last time. That's all I'm saying. I'm not fucking replying to that anymore. I don't care if you think your idea is unique and super cool. We appreciate the suggestions.
Usually,
we need it.
The problem is it's usually
I'm gonna forget it. It's nothing against you.
It's usually one that we've done and they just didn't search our site.
Yeah. That's fucking huge. That just happened in the group and they fucking they pummeled them though. They fucking but
what was that one on? It was like fucking something.
It was Elizabeth Bathory.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, bitch, here's the link. Fuck. Yeah. Brent's going to kill you right now. And I fucking am. I will find you. I've got a particular set of annoyances.
Why is he Irish?
I don't know. Cause he's kind of,
you know
Irish,
what I came so. Across the other, across. You know what I came
why,
across?
Why
the
is
other
he
day?
Welsh? Why are you
I
Welsh?
I don't know. But, remember the Pirish?
I don't remember
the
Pirish. I remember it.
You remember it?
Yeah, I do remember it.
The Pirish, when the guy got the pirate leprechaun.
Oh, yeah.
The tattoo. That's fucking great. I came across that picture. It's fucking awesome.
Thank you to Digital Creations. They have heat transfer goods and photo gifts. You can check them out on social media. They don't have a code or anything, but hit them up on social media. If you have any trouble getting a hold of them, contact me and I'll get it through. Thank you to Dan Camrio Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com if you're local in Bakersfield. They do judo and jiu-jitsu and board short fighting, all kinds of stuff. But they sell apparel and instructional DVDs on armhunter.com. And that's really all I got, I think, for this one. Check us out on social media at Sophie King Podcast across the board. And if you like us and you want to help support us, we do have a Patreon. That's at patreon.com/ Sophie King Podcast.
It's from somebody we haven't heard from in a while, Terry Presley. Remember Terry Presley?
I do remember Terry Presley. Yeah.
He has the fucking pirate leprechaun tattoo. It's awesome. It's fucking awesome.
I just got the phone number for the band next door that's fucking up our recording.
Yeah.
I've been working on it the whole time in the background. So that's all I got.
All right. That's it.
Yep.
All right. See you guys later. Oh, we got to turn the mouse on real quick so I can stop this. All right. Oh, shit. It ain't working. Hold on a second. Has it been on the whole time? It has been on the whole time. What the hell?
There we go.
All right. Here we go. Ready? Don't be a retard.
Under the sun, the bastard son will pop the clock to feed himself and family. By any means, your enemies, my enemies, we wet them up like a canteen. The yellow tank surrounds the face, don't have a face, so now you lay open the gates. Great, eliminate like a lemonade. Hey, young boy, had to penetrate. Face, young boy, gun caught a case. Bang, now my mama living with the pain. Wait, doctor says he's gonna stay. They don't get the system, so he regenerate. Now a nigga harder than the head of the state. Giselle Curry is the new candidate. Alternate, you are the opposite. Stop the shit, chop your esophagus. Bitches be bopping and bow down and popping and dropping it in her esophagus. She is so nasty in public, she classy. Perhaps she gets able to swallow it. Girl, I can make you a star. Then I put her ass on Apollo, bitch. Bitch, I am ultimate. Behold my awesomeness. Narcissist, part-time in arsonist. Ripping through cartilage, I am the hardest. Bitch, wrap it up, put in sarcophagus. Dearly departed, it's done when it started. So now that I'm living so harmonious. Feeling like Spartacus, Curry the ultimate. I am the best, there's no politics.
Bitch, I'm ultimate. Ultimate. Bitch, I am the one, the way your son don't need a gun to get respect up on the street. Under the sun, the bastard son will pop the clock to feed himself and family. By any means, your enemies, my enemies, we wet them up like a canteen. The yellow tanks arouse the fate, don't have a face, so now you like open the gates. Ultimate infinite, flow is open, you open the internet. Photosynthesis, put up parenthesis, temporary, very scary. If I feel like dirty, Harry, just my buzzer, bitch. Never knew my life, but yet the question is, is he fake? Bitch, nigga, up, I'ma sever it when I sever shit. I kill him, no Coney, these niggas ain't homies. Claim you the homie, I turn into Broly. Dropping melodic into the cosmic flow like a prophet. Lyrical toxic, flow like a foreigner. I'm the torturer out of South Florida. Call a coroner, killed in the corridor. I'm the overlord, rhymes like a sorcerer. I'm an animal, bitch, I'm a beast. Nigga, you tell me who fucking with me. K to the I to the N to the G. Claim you the hottest, but I disagree. Better love something than get a degree. Full or infamous, so R.I.P. All reproduction bitches looking thirsty, riding through the dirty like it's mandatory. End of the story. I am the one, the way your son don't need a gun to get respect up on the street. Under the sun, the bastard son will pop the clock to feed himself and family. By any means, your enemies, my enemies, we wet them up like a canteen. The yellow tape surrounds the face, don't have a face, so now you lay open the gates.